I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is The Piecast, a special bonus podcast all about pie. Today with me on The Piecast is Sean Bates of Larchmont Grill. I understand, Sean, that you have an unusual special relationship with a local farm called Lavender Hill, and that that relationship often will inform your pies.
Yes, it definitely does. We have a community-supported agricultural project downtown, and it's called Lavender Hill Farms, where we grow produce that we supply for the LA Food Bank, and then we also take some of the local fresh ingredients and we bring them into our restaurant and we create some pies and some other dishes in our recipes.
Is Lavender Hill producing just for you guys?
No, we mainly feed the LA Food Bank with that. We produce everything from lettuce and tomatoes, all the fresh ingredients of the season that we provide for them and just for our restaurant, yes.
Does the farm also have berries?
Yes, we do. We have wild strawberries. We have blackberries, blueberries, and we also have, which we just finished up last week, was our fresh peaches. We picked the peaches, and it just made a delicious pie for last week. We change our pies weekly.
Wow, how fun. So let's start from the bottom up with the pie. Your crust is a little bit unusual. Could you describe it?
Yeah, it's a very crumble, flaky crust. It's a recipe from my grandmother. She was Lithuanian, and she would always bake pies when I was a kid. And I kind of took her classic recipe for a mixed berry pie and then updated it a little bit to try to make it a little healthier. So we use blue agave in the crust, and we use plain yogurt instead of butter to make it a little bit flakier and a little bit healthier.
And also, you use a combination of rice and regular
flour.
Wheat flour.
That's correct. Yeah, I like the texture of the rice flour. It's not as refined, and it gives a little bit grainier taste to the crust. So when you have that kind of crumbled top with the sugar on it at the end, it really gives just a beautiful flavor.
What kind of berries did you say were in these pies?
Our mixed berry pie for the summer, we're doing a strawberry, a blueberry, and a raspberry.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Really, really tasty.
You mentioned that the strawberries were wild strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we grow a wild strawberry, and right now we have three plots of wild strawberries down at the farm, and they can't grow quick enough.
Yeah, I mean, most people I know who grow wild strawberries don't even get them into the house.
Yes. It is from our trucks to the restaurant. It is tempting to eat as many as you can on the way here, but we restrain ourselves.
Is it like an alpine strawberry?
It's similar to an alpine strawberry. Yeah, they are smaller in size. They're not as big as like a California strawberry, but I think they pack a little bit more flavor.
Well, yeah, they're really intense. I don't think I've ever had one cooked.
Really? Yeah, they're wonderful. You know, and when we macerate them overnight, we use a little bit of brown sugar and a little bit of the rice flour, also in the with the juices and all the berries. We let that sit overnight so that it thickens it. So it's almost like a thick jam.
Wow, that sounds so delicious. Yeah. You also have a technique where you brush the crust with egg white and honey.
Yeah, we put a little honey in there. You know, one of the old Lithuanian, when they served berries, they always put cream and a little honey with the berries as they serve them. So we put in there the honey, and then we brush the egg whites, and just gives a nice little crisp outer coating to the crust.
Wow, it sounds absolutely delicious. How many acres do you have there?
Down there, we have about 38 plots. Acreage-wise, I would probably say it's about five acres. It's pretty big.
And where is it exactly?
It's where the old Solano Canyon Elementary School used to be. And it was, they tore that down in about 1935, so to construct Pasadena Freeway. So it's over by Dodger Stadium.
Oh, it must be just a lovely sight.
Yeah, it's a small, quaint little site. It's kind of tucked away. You really wouldn't even know it's there. Passing on the freeway, you definitely see us over there. I'm always out there weeding and gardening.
Well, thanks for sharing such a unique recipe with us.
Oh, I'm very, very happy to do so.
That was Sean Bates of Larchmont Grill. They have been sourcing their pie ingredients from their own CSA from Lavender Hill Farm, which is located near downtown L.A. Check out the full range of pies in our Pie A Day project on the Good Food blog. And I hope you'll enter your pie in the second annual Good Food Pie Contest. It's Labor Day weekend in Beverly Hills. You can go to kcrw.com/pie for details and to enter your pie.